A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, 77 degrees with thunder in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, it's now official. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart says he's retiring from his seat in the U.S. House. This comes as Republicans in the House hold only 9 more seats than the Democrats. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe begins our live team coverage. Amy, could we end up with a vacant seat here in Utah?
Possibly. The congressman says in his official statement today that he will retire from Congress after an orderly transition can be ensured. But there's a lot of ways that transition could turn out. The head of the Utah GOP, Robert Axon, says that Stewart is likely to stick around and finish some of the work that he's already started on the Appropriations Committee.
Their process is tied to the fiscal year and the budget. And so I would anticipate that Congressman Stewart would be sticking around at least through the summer to finish out some of that meaningful work for Utah.
We know the governor has the power to call for a special election once that seat is vacated. But first, he either has to have a letter from Stewart or simply that seat is vacated. Again, it's not super clear what that timeline will be.
So what's the holdup, Amy? Why can't we just have an election?
Yeah, we need people to announce their candidacy, first of all. We also have heard some rumors about that likely to happen soon. But Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch tells Dave Nijanovic that there's a lot that actually goes into holding an election.
The law says that you still have to have a minimum of 90 days in order to get everything done, and that includes signature gathering for candidates who want to choose that path, the party process to be completed, and then we have to be able to get the information to the printers and be able to get the ballot finalized and ready to print.
And Hatch says they need time to get these ballots to everyone, including people serving overseas in the military.
That makes sense. Besides the election ahead, did we learn anything new today about Stewart's official resignation?
So we had heard rumors. It's now official. He says that he's stepping away because of concerns with his wife's health. He says he's proud. He's been an effective leader for his beloved home state. The remaining members of Utah's congressional delegation are also sending their well wishes to Congressman Stewart. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has been watching for those to trickle in today.
In a joint statement, Republicans John Curtis, Burgess Owens, and Blake Moore say they're deeply saddened by Stewart's announcement, describing him as a dear friend who warmly embraced each of them during their time in our nation's capital. They went on to say Utah loses a dedicated public servant whose presence will be greatly missed.
Senators Mike Lee, Mitt Romney also reacting to the news. Senator Lee highlighted Stewart's integrity and leadership on national security and veteran affairs issues. Senator Romney said Stewart has worked hard to safeguard Utah's role in national defense.
And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to speak with the man who held the job before Chris Stewart did. Jason Chaffetz will join us live in just a few minutes on KSL News Radio. Thanks, Amy. KSL News Time 4:03. The first person has come forward to jump into the special election to replace Congressman Stewart. It's a name that'll be familiar to anyone following the last election for Senate. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz is the first to bring you the news live. Lindsay?
Yeah, Jeff. Becky Edwards tells me she plans to jump into this eventual race.
I intend to run in this race. I'm excited about the opportunity to continue to serve the people of Utah. I am thrilled with the amount of support I've already received.
Now, you'll remember Edwards ran for Senate in 2022, got about 30% support in the Republican primary against Senator Mike Lee.
This is just a natural extension of my lifelong commitment to public service.
Edwards says she wants to be in the House to help bring Utah values to Washington. Reporting live, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Becky Edwards is likely the first of many candidates to come forward. After all, who doesn't want to be a member of Congress? We're going to talk live with KSL at Night's Maura Carabello about what the race will likely look like coming up at 4:45. KSL News Time 404. KSL's top national story, former Vice President Mike Pence, is now expected to announce his run for president sometime next week. That news broke earlier today. ABC reports he plans to make the announcement from Iowa June 7th, which happens to be his 64th birthday. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to launch a bid for the White House, joining an already crowded Republican field.
Sources tell ABC News Chris Christie will announce he's running for president next week. He's joining an ever-expanding group of GOP candidates hoping to knock out the frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. Christie was once a Trump campaign advisor, but has since become a vocal critic. He ran for president back in 2016 as well, but failed to gain traction. Sources tell ABC News Christie's official announcement will come next Tuesday during a town hall event at a college in New Hampshire. Lindsay Watts, ABC News, Washington.
New York City officials are calling on the federal government to help with the surge of migrants coming from the southern border. Molly Park is the city's commissioner of social services.
The federal government has shown before, whether it was Vietnamese refugees, whether it was after the 2010 earthquake, the recent Afghan crisis after Hurricane Katrina, that it has the capacity to help.
The governors of Texas and Florida have allegedly bused tens of thousands of migrants to sanctuary cities around the country, including New York, where the number of migrants needing help has more than doubled in the last year. KSL News Time 4:06. First look traffic. Andy Farnsworth's with us this afternoon.
Jeff, lots of problems. Rain affecting things. I-15 at a crawl through Centerville at the moment going north, mostly because of wet conditions. We've got a crash downtown right before 600 North. It's backing northbound traffic almost out of downtown. The West Belt's got problems both directions up by I-80 and the usual stuff in Murray, too. So it's just getting started. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
My Minute's on the way next.
If your water heater's over 10 to 15 years old, congratulations. You've beat the average. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I love hearing stories of people having water heaters that are really old, and they're still doing their job. Unfortunately, most of us won't be that lucky. And when water heaters fail, it's usually in spectacularly inconvenient fashion. Whether it's an unexpected cold shower when we're already running late for work, or worse yet, coming home to a flooded basement, it's never fun. If you'd like to look into replacing your water heater before it fails, Any Hour Services is having a sale for any homeowners listening. Whether you're looking for a new tanked water heater or you want to see what upgrading to a tankless would cost, the plumbers at Any Hour Services can show you what options are available. And right now, you can save $400 on a tanked water heater or $1,200 on a tankless. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services today and schedule your free estimate. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Well, hello, summer. Adventure here. Spring had to leave, but said you're really outgoing, that you're quite the character. Maybe you'll appreciate a place packed full of character and live performances like the Shakespeare Festival at Cedar City. Unlike spring, you seem a bit more bright and open, interested in camping under a blanket of stars. Well, all signs point to Cedar City's spectacular campsites on Cedar Mountain. Summer, it's great to finally meet you, because winter just might have overstayed the welcome. You seem content now that you're here. I'd love to spend more time with you. How about a walk? Better yet, a hike, so I can show you Twisted Forest and Spring Creek. Summer and adventure, we're perfect together, just like Cedar City's arts and museums, or downtown shopping and fine dining. Summer, adventure asking, stay a few months, let's heat things up, in a spot we'll truly enjoy, Cedar City Brianhead.
This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Let me read you the tag on my T-shirt. I'm going to put on my reading glasses here. It was made by a company called Blue 84. 52% cotton, 48% polyester, made in Mexico, RN number 99659, and there are four little emojis. There's an iron, a cup, a triangle with an X through it, and a record player? I have no idea what they mean, but this is the law. The shirt or blouse you're wearing right now has to have a tag or label. Your pants, your dress, your underwear. It must be tagged with its fiber content, country of origin, and the name of the business that made it. It's the law. And you know what happens when you break the law.
But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Well, not exactly the prison Johnny Cash sings about. The violators of the label law will face stiff fines. These laws have been on the books for more than 50 years, but you know what's not required on the label? The size. Because size is subjective. Anyone who shops at Amazon knows an XL from China is really large, or maybe a medium. But for all the rules and regulations, there's no need for big clothing tags with little letters anymore. The fashion industry wants to save itself the aggravation and just attach one little QR code on shirts, pants, skirts, blouses. You would just boop it with your phone, and it would lead you to a webpage with fiber content, care instructions, maybe even a coupon if you're scanning it at the store. Ralph Lauren is a leading advocate for QR codes instead of those big itchy tags, but don't expect a rule change anytime soon. In Congress, they can't even agree on a budget. And politicians love labels.
I hang my head and cry.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Yeehaw, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, as you head south from I-15 to downtown, down to Point of the Mountain, your drive time is at about 25 minutes with the extra time coming in Murray from 45th South to 7200 South. For those of you going south on 215, you've got slowdowns between I-80 and California Avenue. Crash over to the left shoulder caused it, although that has driven away since. Roads are dry at the south end of the valley, so that's not a problem just yet. Same story so far out on the I-80 drive towards Tooele County, Mark.
Without seeing any major backups out west, keeping in mind weather concerns for that drive home. Bangor, 5600 South and Mountain View doing okay. Usual delays, Redwood coming down from Bluffdale to Camp Williams, northbound I-15 to Utah County, sluggish briefly at Pleasant Grove. U.S. 40's bogging down again this afternoon, coming Park City down toward Jordan-L State Park. Steve?
Yeah, the rain definitely a problem this afternoon. Couple of crashes, southbound 215 on the west belt, 700 north on the right shoulder, delays at 2100 north. Northbound 215 busy from I-80. Got a crash on northbound 15 just before 6 north up against the wall on the left. Plus big rain delays on I-15 both ways, Centerville to Lagoon. Get the Intermountain West Contractors Advantage, quality, speed, value for your money, and $1,000 off a roof replacement. Visit IWCroofing.com. Steve Carlson, KSL Traffic Center.
A pleasant day expected today. The first half is more sunshine. Second half, we're talking about highs in the mid-80s with a chance for thunderstorms. Overnight lows, upper 50s. We'll then go to 78 tomorrow with a chance for scattered storms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, in Salt Lake City, 77 degrees. There is thunder around. Skies have lightened just a bit. But the good news is it's already midweek. Your Wednesday afternoon is 4:12 at KSL News Radio. Jason Chaffetz joins us next. If you want to freshen up the way your home looks, if you want to lower your energy bills, if you want to improve security for your family, nothing beats new windows from Advanced Window Products. Because face it, when you need windows, you want the best quality and you want a good price. Advanced Window Products gives you both because they're a local company. They've been building windows here in Salt Lake City for 37 years. They're not retailing windows from somewhere else and charging a markup like other window companies. They build the windows, they install them, and they guarantee them for life. You have a problem? A guy from Salt Lake comes right over. Advanced Window Products creates the highest quality custom vinyl windows, even sliding glass doors with the little dog door at the bottom. They offer 60-month 0% financing, and right now, get $2,000 off 10 windows or more. Call Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100, or visit advancedwindowsusa.com.
It doesn't get better than summer camping in Utah, and it doesn't get any bigger than the Utah Summer RV Palooza, presented by Bish's RV. We're bringing the biggest RV show in the region to Layton, June 8th through the 10th. For 3 days only, the Layton Hills Mall is where you'll find a massive selection of top RV brands like GoPlay, Ember RV, Forest River, Northwood, and a whole lot more. Get up to 20% below cost on select new 2022 RVs. And get 90 days no payments on approved credit for all play and no pay till September OAC. Summer RV Palooza is where you'll find a brand new 26BH travel trailer. It's high quality and an undeniable value at a sale price of only $19,995. The selection is huge, and so are the trade-in offers. Get max value for your current RV when you trade in at the show. Shop the Summer RV Palooza now at bishes.com/UtahRVPalooza. 3 days only, June 8th through the 10th at the Layton Hills Mall. Sponsored by Bishes RV.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-838-6161. That's 800-838-6161. 800-838-6161.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
over 150 beavers, eagles, lizards, and other wildlife will be homeless by September. The city of Ogden is evicting the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Northern Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Dale Spaulding.
Second, emergency declarations for flooding in Sandy and in Utah counties, both places. This clears the way for local officials to seek funding from the state and federal governments. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
And that's going to be trying to get into Davis County with delays on I-15 through downtown because of a crash near 600 North. And then some pretty big, massive backups from Centerville to Farmington right now, probably because of the rain as much as anything else. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cooler, more unsettled weather headed our way. I'm Matt Johnson.
77 in Salt Lake now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The full House is preparing to vote on a bill to raise the debt ceiling and to cut federal spending. So for now, President Biden is taking the wait-and-see approach.
They haven't gaveled us shut yet.
The bill needs 150 Republican votes to pass, and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been working the phones trying to get each and every one. Majority Whip Tom Emmer.
The Speaker is incredibly positive, and I would describe him as being on fire today. He's calling everybody. He's talking to everybody. He's upbeat. This is why he's loved by our conference.
But some far-right Republicans have already indicated they'll vote no. That 70s show star Danny Masterson was convicted of forcibly raping two women in an L.A. retrial in which the Church of Scientology played a major role. A mistrial was declared in the case involving a third woman. Amazon promised parents they could delete voice recordings and locations collected by their Alexa assistants. But it turns out that wasn't the case.
Alexa!
It's a useful voice assistant.
Open Amazon Math.
Welcome to Amazon Math.
But Alexa's owner, Amazon, repeatedly assured users and parents they could delete voice recordings and location information. Instead, the FTC says the company illegally kept that data to improve their products. It's now cost Amazon $25 million in civil fines and an agreement to stop violating its customers' privacy.
Alexa!
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The government now requires vehicles to have advanced automatic braking systems. Deputy Transportation Secretary Polly Trottenberg says it could help prevent roadway injuries and fatalities.
To our industry colleagues, we know we're throwing a challenge out here, but we know that a lot of this technology is already pretty well developed, and this is a time to take things to the next level, to make this technology more universally deployed and more stringent.
Automakers have a few years to fully implement the systems. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Representative Chris Stewart announced his resignation from Congress today. If there's anyone who knows what that's like, it's former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who also resigned from Congress in 2017, and he's joining us live. Congressman, how have you been?
Doing great. Glad to be with you.
When you stepped down back in 2017, you said you wanted to spend more time with your family. Congressman Stewart is stepping down because of his wife's health. Walk us through the thought process when you're thinking about leaving Congress.
Well, it's hard because you've gotten elected. You've got literally by the tens of thousands, people have voted for you and they're counting on you. And it's very difficult to do. You know, in my case, my life was out of balance. But today's really about Chris Stewart. And I think everybody's going to understand that, particularly from Utah, we put family first. We talk a lot about that. But then, you know, in the case of Chris, evidently his wife is in poor health. And he needs to be with her and take care of her. And I think everybody will understand that. It's not what he wanted. It's not what he thought when the election was going to happen. But he's doing the right thing. And I think everybody with a heart will understand he's doing the right thing.
Meantime, people are respecting the decision and declaring their candidacies. But first of all, how does a congressman vacate the seat? Do you just pick a day, clean out your desk, and that's that?
You have to submit a letter to the speaker It gets read into the congressional record. But, you know, at least in my case, and I'm sure in Chris's, you coordinate with the governor because the governor can help in the governor's office, lieutenant governor's office, because there has to be an election. And you can minimize those expenses by writing on the back of municipal elections and off-year elections that are happening. That's what I did in my case, and I know that Chris is going to work closely with the governor's office to do that, because you have to have an election. You got to get a nominee, and you got to get on the ballot, and you know, voters in that district get a chance to vote who their new representative is. You can't just hand the baton from one day to the next person. It'll be vacant for a little while, but they'll elect the right person, and life will go on.
What happens to Chris Stewart's staff? Are they out of work?
They actually continue to work. They can do constituent services type of work until the new members there. The budget that's been allocated for the members' office is still there. You can still get services from that congressional office. It's just they don't have a voting member at that point.
We've heard a lot of names thrown out, jumping in the race. I think Becky Edwards is one of the names we've been hearing. You've been rumored to be running for Senate or governor. So while you're here, what's in your political future?
I don't know. You know, I've got this relationship with Fox News, which is working out real well. I've got a book that's launching next week that'll be out soon. And I don't know. I've kept that door open. I would love to serve again. My family situation's changed, you know, since I stepped down. And our youngest daughter just got married, and they're all married now, and we're empty nesters. So my life situation's changed, and, you know, we'll evaluate that going into the fall.
Congratulations on your daughter, first of all. And second, you know I had to ask, right?
Yeah, I kind of thought maybe that would pop up.
Jason Chaffetz, the former congressman, joining us live. KSL News Time, 421, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We're brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, the southbound drive backed up now from South Salt Lake, essentially down to Midvale, starting just after 33rd South and breaking up before you reach 90th. Redwood's been rough all afternoon long because of the road work and trying to go south between 35th and 47th. I'm seeing more delays now on the 201 freeway from I-15 out to the West Belt. We've got eastbound delays as well between Bangor and I-215 right now, as well as 201 backups in Magna near 7200 West. Mark?
You've sure got some heavy traffic. US 40 coming down Park City Way toward Jordanelle State Park this afternoon. Other side out west, weather issues, but traffic's been running okay. Down SR-36 to Tooele Mountain View, heavy delays. SR-201 to 3500 Southwest Valley. Bangor slows around 9800 South. I-15 is a bit sluggish northbound at Geneva Road. Steve?
Weather issues and crashes. Northbound 15 got one still there just before 6 North on the left. Big rain delays on I-15 in Centerville up to Lagoon. A couple of crashes in the mix. One in Farmington at State Street blocking the left lane. The other at Park Lane on the right shoulder. And we still have a crash on southbound 215 on the West Belt at 700 North. And delays northbound. Busy from I-80. Premium checking from America First is more than a regular account. In fact, it's so loaded with benefits and features, it was voted best perks by Money.com. Apply for it today at AmericaFirst.com. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Your seven-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Kevin Eubank is here, and I can honestly say we're experiencing some weird weather this afternoon.
It is kind of fun in the meteorology department. We got thunderstorms bubbling up. They come racing in with wind, lightning, thunder, and rain, and then they zip out fast. Now, these things are actually rotating around a low pressure. They're coming in from south to north. So if you're looking at radar and you're going, hey, there's a huge cell over Tooele, is that coming to Salt Lake? No, it's actually going to continue north on the west side of the Great Salt Lake. So these storms are actually going to be tapering off overnight, but we're right back into that everyday stormy pattern, Jeff. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all with a chance of these kinds of storms. They'll cool us off, they'll bring us some scattered showers quick, and then they'll zip out of the area and you're back to your plans.
Planned accordingly.
There you go.
Thanks, Kevin. 78 degrees, KSL News Time, 423.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
Hi, Doug Ryden. It's always easy for me to talk about the Kinetico soft water system. When friends ask me about it, sometimes people just stop me in the grocery store and they say, okay, really, now what's the deal with Kinetico? I go, we've had it in two different homes now. We absolutely love the Kinetico soft water system, and it truly is 70% more efficient than anything else out on the market today. And here's the best way to really explain what a difference that makes. When I put one bag of salt in our system, a neighbor who has a differing system will put in three. It's that dramatic, and it's totally non-electric. I mean, we just went through the time changes and everything. How many things did you have to adjust and turn it back or forward, whatever the deal might be? You never have to worry about that with Kinetico. It's totally mechanical. This really is the time to call my friends at Kinetico, 801-576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
We're watching Utah's money. What an ugly day for Advance Auto Parts. The company released a dismal earnings report, and AAP stock tumbled 35% today. It was so bad. Other auto parts suppliers had a bad day on Wall Street just because they're in the same business as Advance Auto Parts. Did you know that third parties were able to watch your Ring doorbell videos? Amazon is paying a $6 million fine to settle an FTC case alleging the Ring violated your privacy. Back in 2017, a third-party contractor in Ukraine was able to watch every single Ring video in the system. The practice has since stopped. KSL Drive's auto safety regulators want car makers to sell vehicles with automatic emergency braking. The technology exists, so the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is proposing new regulations that would stop the car in a dangerous situation automatically, even if you don't react in time. On Wall Street today, the Dow is down 134 points, closing at 32,908. The S&P down 25. The NASDAQ off 82.
Smart, connected, modern. Discover life-enhancing independent living services at Trio Orem. Joy isn't just for the young. It's for the young at heart. Trio signature programs provide a unique approach to wellness, bringing living well and well-being to life. Trio is reimagining retirement to deliver delight in every detail. To learn more, contact Trio Orem at 801-434-8000 or visit TREEOOrem.com.
You get business. So when it comes to business expenses, look for the card that gets you. The Zions Bank Amazing Card for Business. Apply now for and earn $1,000 bonus cash or 100,000 bonus rewards points when you spend $5,000 in the first 120 days from account opening. Your all business card awaits. For business expenses, large or small, Zions Bank is for you. Visit online or at your local branch to get started. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
Let's cover the trip. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. We're brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, the delay is getting worse on South 15 as you try to leave Salt Lake. You've got slowdowns between 33rd South and 72nd South, so prepare for that. If you take the West Belt, southbound okay right now. Some earlier problems we had between I-80 and California Avenue are gone, and you should be good all the way down into Taylorsville. But then as you head towards I-15, you've got some eastbound delays near the freeway merge. Westbounders are backing up now from Union Park over to I-15 as well. And then 201 freeway slowdowns going most of the way from I-15 out to Bangor before you see some relief. Mark?
Got a flare-up in Utah County on I-15. Looks like a northbound crash. We're looking for it at Geneva Road. Has some heavy traffic behind it. And then southbound's okay, Lehigh to Provo. Out west, weather issues, but no unusual delays. That's our 36 Mountain View or on Bangor, Steve.
Still watching crashes northbound 15, one just before 6 North, still there on the left up against the wall. Farther up into Davis County, got slowdowns at Centerville all the way to Lagoon. Couple of crashes in the mix, one at State Street, the other at Park Lane. Southbound 215 delays between 1700 North and I-80, plus delays on the northbound side from the eastbound I-80 transition ramp heading north. Northbound Legacy in the game now, thick and slow from Bountiful into Centerville. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got highs expected in the 80s today. Chance for thunderstorms by afternoon. Tomorrow, a better chance to see those storms. High of 78. We keep it in the 70s for your Friday with more PM thunderstorm chances. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a stiff breeze and 78 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, spring runoff hasn't been nearly as bad as it could have been, but two communities have declared emergencies just the same to help deal with the flooding. Our team coverage, Utah Flood Watch, begins with KSL News Radio's Adam Small in Sandy.
Sandy Mayor Monica Zoltansky says the declaration will be in effect while four creeks, including Little Cottonwood Creek, reach their peak levels.
The purpose of the state of emergency is so we are at the ready come what may. As our temperatures increase.
Further downstream in Cottonwood Heights, Angela Faber, who lives right next to Little Cottonwood Creek, says she's prepared but not too worried.
We've got to just do the best we can with what we've got.
Mayor Zoltansky says they've been preparing for the peak runoff since February. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce. Utah County declared an emergency of its own just hours after Sandy did. The county budgeted $2 million for flood response, repairs, and cleanup this year, but cities across Utah County have already racked up more than $10 million worth of damage. In both Sandy and Utah County, the declaration doesn't mean things are necessarily dire. What it does is clear the way for the local governments to seek financial aid from their counterparts at the state and federal level. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Well, blame it on the dust. That's why the snow melts started a little earlier than normal this year. The dust.
Snowmelt rates are driven by absorbed sunlight, which is why longer days in the late spring and early summer is usually when you'll clock the snowmelt beginning. But this is for white, clean snow. Like wearing a black t-shirt in the sun, the darker the snow, the more sunlight absorbed. So it would go without saying that the more dust, the darker the snow. Coming out of a drought with not a lot of water lying around means more dust was in the air, and that's why the snowmelt started earlier this year. Dust in the wind. New York Art Bell, KSL News Radio.
We're hearing the crews will start clearing Guardsman Pass up Big Cottonwood Canyon starting next Monday. Officials say there still isn't an official opening date because crews still have a lot of work ahead to get the road into shape for drivers. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has announced the passing of Elder Wayne M. Hancock, who was an emeritus general authority. He was 91. Elder Hancock's assignments included the presidency of the temple in Bern, Switzerland, and president of the Utah Provo Mission. KSL News Time 4:33, Representative Chris Stewart is resigning from Congress. He made the official announcement this morning, and KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has details.
We knew yesterday this announcement was coming. Stewart says in a statement that he's proud he's been an effective leader for his beloved home state. He also says his wife's health has made it necessary to retire. This is not the first time a congressman in Utah has made an announcement like this. Remember, we went through a similar process with Jason Chaffetz a few years ago.
We're now waiting for details on when Chris Stewart will officially step down. He hasn't said. There are a lot of names being tossed out to replace him. Co-host of KSL at Night, Derek Brown, says money is going to be the biggest player.
You have to raise, say, $500,000. You've got to get several hundred people writing checks. And the reality is that's far more difficult than the couple of people who may be wealthy writing you a check.
Derek Brown says the quick money is important because a special election to replace Stewart doesn't give candidates a lot of time to raise cash. KSL News Radio was first to report that Becky Edwards plans to run for Stewart's seat. As others jump in, you'll hear about it right here on KSL News Radio. Our top national story, former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to announce next week he plans to run for president. But he joins an increasingly crowded field, according to ABC's Alex Prechet.
He's arguably the biggest name to enter this race. It's not either Trump or DeSantis, but DeSantis tried to make this a two-person race. He's positioned this race that way to donors. It's been successful for him the last few months. Well, with the former vice president now entering, it changes that calculation. It changes the shaping there. And so I think that certainly the former vice president has his own challenges being a part of that Trump administration, which will certainly resonate with some of the evangelicals here in Iowa, his principles and his policies.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is also expected to announce a run for the White House, an announcement he'll make from New Hampshire on Tuesday. The debt ceiling debate appears to be in the home stretch. The House is going to vote this evening, and while the Senate's top Republican says the measure could be better, he's expecting to wrap up the process fast.
What I hope happens is that those who have amendments, if given votes, we yield back time so that we can finish this Thursday or Friday.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell there. The House is expected to vote on the debt ceiling bill at around 6:30 tonight. We'll provide coverage right here on KSL News Radio. 4:35, we have first look traffic in for Ricky. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, right now, looking at big delays on I-15 and on Legacy as you go from Centerville up into Farmington. A crash on I-15 near Lagoon really created the backup, although that's not the only reason for it. We also have southbound delays late in Kaysville into Farmington. So both directions struggling in that part of Davis County right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Andy, do you get messed up because you usually work in the morning, all the traffic's going the other way?
I've been doing it long enough, it doesn't get me too much, but I do have to pay a little closer attention for sure.
Well, we're glad to have you this afternoon. Thanks. My Minute of News is on the way. Next, stay right here.
I am back with my friends Greg and Mike at Replenish Landscape Garden Products. Yes, that is a sure sign of spring. And after the winter we've had with all of the precipitation, our soils are probably easier to work with, but starving for nutrients right now. And Greg, that's where you guys come in.
We are in our 29th year with our Replenish compost, which is a proven, wonderful amendment to the soil.
And it looks beautiful too, Mike. But the other thing they need to know is you can use it as a top dressing on your lawn, and this would be a good time to do that.
Yeah, that's an excellent time to do it. It's really good for adding nutrients to your soil as well as for some water retention.
We're booking people out right now, and so come and join us.
It's a real easy place to come pick up all you need with your own truck or trailer. They can help you load it right here at 4660 South 200 West in Murray. Look them up online at replenishcompost.com or call 801-262-5142. Remember, Replenish. It's good stuff.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Remember the Chinese spy balloon? Oh my goodness, everybody was making jokes about this balloon.
We should respond with something even dumber to flummox them. Like, we should send one of those air dancers they have outside car dealerships. No, but undercover with a wig and a mustache.
Poor Joe Biden. Obama got to order the assassination of bin Laden, and all he gets to do is murder a bag of helium.
That was fun. Or on Fox, it was deadly serious.
A high-altitude Chinese spy balloon.
There is, by the way, a Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
That Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
Chinese spy balloon.
while we were all transfixed by this balloon like six-year-olds at a birthday party, turns out at the exact same time, China was quietly slipping mysterious computer code into computers on Guam, the home of a big U.S. airbase. Fortunately, after it spread, Microsoft detected the hack. The company issued a 24-page memo telling companies and government agencies, search your systems, get this thing out. At the same time you were laughing at or infuriated by the big white balloon, China was making use of home routers to distribute the malicious code. Seems that older home routers, like the one that might be in your living room, lack the security features to keep the Chinese out, and this made the spread of the code even harder to track. So what's this Chinese computer code for? Could be to freeze up U.S. computers in the event of a Chinese attack on Taiwan. Maybe not. Maybe it's just for espionage. Either way, it's a serious intrusion. Oh, look! It's a balloon! Up and away, my beautiful balloon. What were we thinking?
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Our guest star is Andy Farnsworth.
And we're looking at delays leaving Salt Lake City. Right now, your extra drive time now, you're looking at over 35 minutes, maybe closer to 40 now, to get from downtown to Point of the Mountain with all the delay between 33rd and 7200 South. We're still struggling out on 201, both approaching 215 and going from 56 West out to 7200 West. For traffic on Redwood, that southbound drive through Taylorsville has been pretty rough from West Valley into Taylorsville for most of the afternoon so far as well. Mark?
Well, it looks like just rush hour delays really developing out west. It's extra tight through West Valley on southbound Mountain View. Bangor's got spotty delays between north of SR 201 and Kearns, slowing again southbound at 9800 South. I still don't see any major delays on I-15 in Utah County, but it is still a little slow northbound at Geneva Road. Steve?
And a slow ride northbound 15 from downtown Salt Lake. A lingering wreck right there before 6 North on the left side. Davis County delays are there northbound 15 between Bountiful and Lagoon. Southbound 15, really heavy and slow between the Layton Hills Mall and the 89 split. You have more delays on the West Belt both ways, approaching I-80. Northbound Legacy, slow and go from Bountiful into Centerville. Looks like those traffic lights are on the fritz in all directions. Main Street at Hillfield Road in Layton. Fat Cats in Bluffdale now open. Bring the family and enjoy movies, bowling, food, arcades, and more. Fat Cats is the best place for family fun. Fat Cats, Bluffdale. 13901 South Redwood Road. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
The day started out partly cloudy, but thunderstorms boiled up in the afternoon, and we'll see more of that over the next several days. Lows will be in the 50s with highs in the 70s on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Good chance of scattered thunderstorms across central and northern Utah. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
75 degrees in Salt Lake City. So Congressman Chris Stewart announces his resignation, and suddenly last night, a lot of politicians were having serious talks with their spouses about their futures. We're going to go in depth in just a moment. Stay right here with KSL.
Join KSL and the Greenhouse Show this Saturday at the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District's 2023 Spring Garden Fair. The fair takes place at Weber Basin Water's Learning Garden at 2837 East Highway 193 in Layton. There will be activities for the whole family to enjoy as you see the garden and learn how you can have beautiful, low-water landscaping in your yard. There's information about all types of plants, drip irrigation, and other water-related education. Weber Basin Water this Saturday from 8 to 2. Free hot dogs, chips, cotton candy, and drinks for the whole family. There will be landscape experts on hand to answer all your gardening, lawn, and landscaping questions. See vendors, education booths, and a magic show happening three times during the fair. And prize drawings for participating in garden activities. Visit WeberBasin.com for more details. The event is free. We'll feed you lunch and help you learn something at this year's Weber Basin Water Conservancy District's 2023 Spring Garden Event. 2837 East Highway 193. We'll see you in the garden.
Expand your business capabilities as you expand your business with Mountain America. From part-time entrepreneur to global enterprise, choose a credit union that can keep up with your growing company, no matter the size. Visit macu.com/business to explore our array of business banking, lending, and service solutions and experience the attentive, personalized service of a local credit union. Mountain America can handle all your business needs. Loans on approved credit. Membership required based on eligibility.
Les Olson IT is now a Ricoh Graphic Arts and Production Systems dealer. Rico chose Les Olson because of our reputation for superior service and national recognition. Les Olson IT chose Rico Graphics because they're the best value compared to other commercial-grade printers. Rico excels in high volume, high speed, high resolution, and offers an exciting fifth color. Learn more at lesolson.com.
Les Olson IT.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy. It got so bad, I couldn't do my homework. I couldn't concentrate. I absolutely refused to let any of my friends come to our house for any reason. I would have been humiliated if anyone found out how much my dad drank and how loud my mom screamed at him. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful. The only thing that happened is my mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. Her relationship with my dad really changed. I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I wanted to see if I could have a better relationship with my dad. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
it's now official. Congressman Chris Stewart is resigning. In a written statement, he says his wife's health concerns make it necessary. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, Sandy and Utah County have both issued emergency declarations for flooding today. It clears the way for the communities to seek state and federal funding. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
So many problems going into and through Davis County right now. Both I-15 and Legacy are backed up in Bountiful Centerville. We've got southbound delays we don't usually see between Layton and Kaysville, and problems on city streets, too. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thunderstorms are back in the forecast. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Cooling off, 75 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Actor Danny Masterson faces up to 30 years in prison, convicted on two counts of forcible rape in a case involving three women. An L.A. jury rendering its decision in the retrial today. A third count was declared a mistrial. The White House is optimistic ahead of tonight's vote in the House on a bill to raise the debt ceiling and cut spending.
We believe it's going to happen. We believe this bipartisan agreement clearly should get both Republican and Democratic votes in both the House and the Senate.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Officials in New York City want more help from the federal government with a surge of immigrants from the southern border.
We've turned around to hand off the football looking for help, and it has not really been there.
Emergency Management Commissioner Zach Iskel says the numbers more than doubled since last summer. The National Hurricane Center is calling for a near-normal Atlantic hurricane season with 12 to 17 tropical storms, 5 to 9 hurricanes, and up to 4 Category 3 or stronger. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 4:47.
With our roots in northern Utah, Holy Cross Hospital has a legacy of caring to help every person be whole and healthy. Find us at 5 Holy Cross Hospital locations and more than 45 clinics along the Wasatch Front. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
At Holy Cross Hospital, we're honored to carry the legacy of our namesake and equally honored to care for northern Utah's vibrant communities. Find us at 5 Holy Cross Hospital locations and more than 45 clinics along the Wasatch Front. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
Now it's time for the KSL In-Depth. There are a lot of names already being tossed around to replace Congressman Chris Stewart, who announced his plans to resign today. In fact, you heard first here on KSL News Radio, Becky Edwards intends to run for Stewart's seat. But just how crowded is this race going to be? Joining me live, the co-host of KSL at Night, Maura Carabello. So, Maura, how crowded is it going to be?
Well, if it's any indication of the last 24 hours. Now, remember, this hasn't even been declared open, and I could give you a handful of people like Becky Edwards who are credible. Becky Edwards, for those listeners, former legislator, ran for a statewide race. It ran for Mike Lee's Senate seat. I've also heard former Speaker Greg Hughes' name, Senator Todd Weiler, some executives like Tom Carter, who used to run the Air Quality Board. Boy, I'm just naming these off of my hand. So we can expect a crowded field, some heavy hitters, and in a race that we don't even know when the election will be yet.
So yesterday, word started to circulate that Chris Stewart was going to resign, and I suggested that last night a lot of these politicians had serious discussions with their spouses about the future. Is that pretty much the way it went?
That's exactly. I mean, talk about a major disruption, right? Not only is you have to strike when the opportunity is there. Now, let's pace ourselves a little bit. We know that there needs to be 90 days before we have a primary election and 90 days before the next general election. We also need know that the parties need at least 30 days. And this is all outlined in statute. So we have several months after the governor declares when the election will be. But you're exactly right. Hard conversations started within hours after Chris Stewart informally announced that he wasn't going to run. Remember, he has not given his formal resignation yet, but he has publicly stated his intent to resign.
I think the second question all these people ask is, can we raise the money necessary? How much do you need?
So in a normal race, so we've seen costs skyrocket. You used a decade ago, you could run in Utah, one of the most, you know, efficient states, for under $1 million. Now you're seeing tens of millions of dollars, and they're all competing for our ear. So the second congressional district is large. It has several counties, and those competitors are going to want immediately to start communicating with us. And communicating with voters means big money. We're looking at multiple millions of dollars.
KSL at Night host Maura Carabello, thanks so much for joining us and providing some insight. More to come tonight after 7 o'clock. Maura will be back on KSL News Radio 450. It's time for traffic and weather together on the Nines. We're brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Andy Farnsworth, what you got?
Well, it's really bad up north in Davis County. You can't get on Legacy or I-15 without seeing huge delays from North Salt Lake all the way up to Centerville. They extended into Farmington earlier, but that delay is broken up as the crash near Lagoon is gone. Still have southbound delays, though, going from Layton to Kaysville. We've got traffic lights malfunctioning at Layton Main Street and Hillfield Road, causing a lot of delay on that side of the freeway. And then up in Ogden, we've got something going on 12th Street. Eastbound is backed up from the freeway all the way almost to Wall Avenue, and it's affecting traffic on the freeway trying to exit at 12th Street. Mark?
Well, it's awfully heavy out west. Don't have any major accidents, but through West Valley on Mountain View, very heavy again through daybreak. And then in spots, you're heavy on Bangor between SR-201 and down to South Jordan. On I-15, you're pretty good to go in Utah County. Got some sluggish volume around Linden, down from Provo to Springville. Steve?
Not a bad drive on South 15 from downtown, but you've got delays waiting for you there at 33rd South all the way out to about 90th, also in Bluffdale. Northbound 15 busy in Bluffdale, and between 21st and 6 South. Delays on the 201 westbound from 9th West, also from Mountain View over to 7200 West into Magna. Changes are coming to Bangor Highway, and now is the time to weigh in. Visit udot.utah.gov/Bangor to learn more. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast has lots of scattered storms in it over the next 7 days. A very stormy pattern is setting up. Lows will be in the 50s with highs in the 70s on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll keep the threat for a few more thunderstorms on Sunday, but highs get back to the low 80s, partly cloudy Monday, and then another round of thunderstorms for Tuesday into Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
78 degrees, your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We'll check the market close in just a moment.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Have you ever gone on vacation at the end and said, that's kind of nice? Well, this is not that, because I have a voyage you will never forget. You will fill your phone with jaw-dropping photos. It's the journey of a lifetime. Just go to this website, RockyMountaineer.com. That's RockyMountaineer.com. It's a journey by rail unlike any other in the world. You'll spend 2 days aboard a glass dome train soaking up all the jaw-dropping scenery between Denver and Moab. From the aspens and pines of the Rockies to the red rocks and cliffs and canyons along the Colorado River, you'll experience the breathtaking scenery through oversized windows on a luxury train featuring world-class class, all-inclusive food and beverage service, and midway, you'll pause for a night in a hotel in historic Glenwood Springs, Colorado. This is the rail journey of a lifetime. Book by June 30th, save up to $1,000 per couple. And since you're from Utah, you save an extra $100 per person. Seats are limited. Visit RockyMountaineer.com right now.
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/movingforward.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Job openings in April rose to their highest level since January. Experts say it could prompt the Fed to hike interest rates again in June. There were about a million more job openings in April than there were in March. High mortgage rates are taking their toll on home sales in Salt Lake City's housing market. The Salt Lake Board of Realtors says home sales plummeted in April, dropping more than 32% from April of last year. Does anybody want a mortgage? As rates climb again, seems like the answer is no. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the number of applications fell another 5% last week, their lowest level in more than 3 months. Rates are still up over 7% on a 30-year fixed. Wall Street today, the Dow is down 134, ending the day at 32,908, the S&P down 25, the NASDAQ off 82 points. KSL News Time, 4:56. A Washington State resident has been crowned the Big Cheese of Gloucester, England. Cooper Cummings, I have to explain, Cooper Cummings deftly chased a 7-pound wheel of double Gloucester cheese down 200 yards of vertical hill. Just a little of the action here. Listen.
Oh! Oh, yes!
Yay! It's thrilling and dangerous. The Herald points out a Canadian woman was briefly knocked out before winning her race. And by knocked out, we mean knocked out cold. In the end, Cummings out cheese chased 23-time race winner Chris Anderson. And yes, the winner of the Cooper's Hill Cheese Rolling and Wake gets to keep the cheese.
What happens if you become too ill to make medical decisions on your own? Set aside time to designate a healthcare representative who can make future medical decisions for you should you become incapacitated. Put those wishes in writing by creating an advance directive. You can find advance directive forms in English and in Spanish at intermountainhealth.org/advance directives or in the Intermountain Patient Portal, MyHealth Plus, or on the Utah Council on Aging website. Brought to you by Intermountain Health and KSL News Radio.
Stay in the loop. Register for breaking news alerts from us by texting the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line. All you have to do is text the word news to 57500.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear Dave and Dejanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
Ron DeSantis, he's a solid number two.
The coach once told me, if you're not first, you're last.
Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
Emergency traffic on KSL are brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Better listen up. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, if you're trying to get into Davis County, it's a long, slow drive on your two major arteries, I-15 and on Legacy Parkway. Slowdowns from North Salt Lake all the way to Centerville. You've got additional slowdowns on northbound 15 from Farmington to Kaysville, and southbound the slowing in Layton and Kaysville. That's starting to break up. Up in Ogden, plenty of slowdowns as well. 21st Street, a lot of backups coming from the freeway. 12th Street, even worse. Delays start prior to the freeway and go all the way over almost to Wall Avenue. And that's been affecting northbound drivers on I-15 as well between 21st Street and 12th Street as a result. Mark?
One of the biggest delays is going to be Park City coming down US 40 from I-80 almost all the way down to Deer Hollow Road. And then out west this afternoon, some weather and heavy delays on Mountain View coming down to West Valley and in spots from SR-201 down to Kearns on Bangor. And then I-15's got northbound delays in Utah County between Linden and American Fork, Steve.
Southbound 15 delays 33rd to 90th South and at the point northbound 15 in Bluffdale. It's busy and into downtown from 21st South. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires for big summer savings on tires. Don't forget, Big O's also does oil changes, alignment shocks, batteries, and more. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Isolated storms into this evening.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.